So we'll get back to this. We've done our market research for demand, competition, and viability. We found out what exactly our market was hungry for, so that is the greatest concern, right? We found out the hidden opportunities from doing this keyword research because we could see which keywords would easily rank if we put those keywords in our copy. We can find that we found a large starving market. In other words, we found lots of keyword phrases that had lots of demand and very low competition. Okay? So the next step is we need to do a traffic test. So you've written your copy. Now, don't go and say, okay, Ryan, I didn't get top rankings. I have a brand new website. You won't. If you've got a website that exists already and you make some changes to your copy, just like that, you're going to see results. Okay? And I'm going to show you a case study of that. But if you're starting from scratch, take a little bit longer. So in the beginning, before you start spending a lot of time on, you know, link exchange and going out there and submitting to article directories and blogging and podcasting, all these really cool ways to market your business, make sure that you have a business. So do the market research first. Make sure there's demand. Make sure there's low competition. Make sure that you're going to make money at it. Then test your copy. Drive 1,000 visitors to your page by buying those hits, okay, from your niche. Then you can figure out if you have a conversion rate, what your conversion rate is. Is that copy converting to sales? Is that copy converting people to opt in to receive more information? This way you can determine the value per visitor, okay? The value of a per visitor is profit per sale divided by 100 equals the value per visitor. Does anybody know what that means? If I spent $10 to get 100 visitors, no, I'll do it backwards. I'll do it another way. I'm going to show you guys actually how that all works in just a second anyway. This is how you buy your traffic. If you've done your market research and you can go with your mouse and click on the B, this entire column lights up. Then you go over to Google, the pay-per-click thing. Just type in Google pay-per-click or Google PPC and it'll direct you, tell you where to go. You can paste this in a section where you can actually purchase these keywords to go directly to your website when people search for them. And you want to do it with just the stuff within the niche. So all of these keyword phrases relate to what? On my web copy. The headline, 100%. Okay, so that's how we do it. So you buy all those words, drive new traffic, get 1,000 visitors, say, did it convert? Yeah, did I make money? I may have broken even, I may have made money. You'll know real quick, right? And then you'll see how many people opted in, then you're going to see how much more information. It's awesome. But you just have to do that step first. So we built a firm foundation. At this point, you want to test and tweak your copy. There's about 31 different things that I test in copy. And some of them are high importance, and headline is the most important. And I'll show you some access to information like that. So if you've tested, tweaked your copy, it's getting a conversion rate of 1 to 3%, then you're doing pretty good. Anything less than that, you're going to keep tweaking. Okay? We found one. Working with Internet Marketing Center, I actually worked for Internet Marketing Center for a little while, and I became a coach there. And what we learned about Corey Rudel was that his book called Car Secrets, the Car Secrets book that he sells, he was doing pretty well with that. He was converting pretty well with that. And then one day he did a survey, sent it out to his customers, and just said simply, why did you buy this book? And he found that the greatest demand of people that bought the book was because people wanted to know how to buy a car at $20 over dealer costs. That was the main issue. So they changed the headline to how to buy a car at $20 over dealer costs instead of all these incredible secrets and tips in this book, okay, to that headline and increased 700%. I'm not saying 700% conversion rate. They had 700% more sales than they had before with the same traffic. That's an incredible difference. But that's what you can do once you've got your copy, you've got some tests, you've got some customers, you've got some people who have opted in, you can communicate and ask them, do surveys, and then you can increase that. So once you've done all that work, you've done your market research, and you've put it together your copy, you've tested it, now you can go get yourself something like this, the blueprint to internet marketing. This is, I know it's confusing to you right now, but like I'm saying right now, you don't even want to get into this unless you have a firm foundation. Okay? I'm going to give you a case study now. What I mean is if you don't have sales copy, if you don't have this figured out, that you know exactly what your industry's biggest problem is, you haven't tested your copy, it's not selling, there's no point doing all the internet marketing. I don't care what anybody's willing to teach out there. If you're going to focus on how to get traffic to your website when you don't have a website that's making money or that will make money when traffic gets there for the targeted stuff, what's the point of doing all that work? I mean, we've all done it, and that's how we learned this big, valuable lesson. Stop doing so much work. Work smart and not hard, and it'll work out a lot better for you. So what I want to do is I want to show you a case study. Last time I was here, it was a little over a month ago, I think it was in October, speaking at one of Chuck's events. And I got this client here, BC Disability Law. The guy's name is Larry Pierce. He called me up one day and says, Ryan, I'm freaking out. my website's not getting any traffic. Now, I built this guy's website for him years and years ago, and we optimized it for search engines, and he had a lot of traffic, and he was doing pretty well. He was one of the first guys that started using testimonials on a real business site. In fact, his homepage was nothing but testimonials. There was no other information on it. So he did pretty well back then. Now, over time, you know, if you don't do the marketing, your rankings slide and things like that. So he was calling me all freaking out and wanted traffic and didn't know how to get it. And I'm thinking, how am I going to help this guy? So I took a look at his stats. This is what his website looked up like before. Okay, so all of it is a whole page of testimonials that look just like that. Okay, so I looked at his stats, and if you look right here, visits per day, 42 average per day. That's about it. I wanted to see, okay, so there's another tool that we use. This one here is looking at the pages that it's getting traffic from the search engine. This is showing us Google, and these are all the different keywords. This is on a per-day basis. And all of these keywords that are coming to his website were going to articles, which had no call to action on them. So I'm like, huh, nothing is going to his homepage. It's not going to work for him. No wonder. He's actually getting traffic. He's getting 47 visits a day or 42 visits a day, but nothing's converting. He should be getting, every second day, he should be getting a new customer, shouldn't he? If it's converting at 1%, right? But it wasn't. So this is what we did. Took the site from this. We went and we started doing all this research, which I've been showing you before. We clustered it, and we came up with this headline. Are you angry and frustrated after being wrongfully denied insurance claim? So we went and took it through the entire process using keywords, as you see here, the keywords that have, like, who's the best lawyer in Vancouver? Who's the best personal injury lawyer in Vancouver? 6 searches a day, 0 sites competing for it. So things like that. Anywhere you see a 0 here, I've been trying to include it in the page because they get searched for every single day, but there's no one competing for those words. So I figured this guy needs traffic and he needs it fast. He's already in Google. All I got to do is focus on the words within his industry that no one else is focusing on, and instantly he'll get traffic. So we've added those to the page. These are all keywords. These are all from my keyword research. This bullet forms, this is the cases we handle. This is what people were looking for. So I just wrote them all. Nobody's competing for those specific keywords. I put the testimonials in nice places. This is the one here. Who is the best personal injury lawyer in Vancouver? And then I got a nice little testimony below it. Larry Pierce, one of the best-known lawyers handling cases against ICBC, written by the Vancouver Sun. Nice little testimonial right after a bold statement, which is something people search for. No one else is bold enough to say who is the best in their copy. Who writes that in their copy? You have to think about those types of things. That's why you use the research. Use the words. Pull them out of your copy. Pull them out of the research. Put them into your copy. And then what we did was we actually removed the risk by calling, because what's everyone's biggest concern with using a lawyer is that you're going to have to pay for them, right? That's the biggest scary thing about calling one. So get free advice from an insurance professional liability lawyer today. Pierce Law Group does not charge you legal fees unless we win you an insurance settlement. This means we work very hard for you and you don't have to put out any initial money for legal fees. Place your information in the form below. We'll review your case and let you know quickly how we can help you. So we've removed the risk of actually getting in touch with somebody and finding out if you've got a case. Okay? So we put that all together, and all throughout this, like personal injury setups with ICBC, it gets searched for so much, and nobody is putting it on their page like that, in that exact way, okay? So another one I found here, you know, everyone's got a contact us page. I put in here, click here for free legal advice. That was our click here for free legal advice, one of the keywords people are searching for. Instead of saying contact us, I'll have a link to it that way and get that word ranking. So dramatic results after just 3 weeks. I started this the 1st of November. I put the opt-in form finally on every single page, including all his cases. I created a new couple of sales copy pages for him. We doubled traffic to the site, and we had a 1,000% increase to the homepage because we had very little going into the homepage. But the homepage now, because I wrote the sales copy, is the one that brings them through that educational process. So we increased the conversion rate to 3% from almost non-existent. So just looking at his stats here, there's November. This is 2006. We're now up to 75 visits a day. Look at all the months. We're like in the 30s and 40s in here. And then now, boom, just up to there. We almost doubled the traffic to the site. And he got an incredible amount of opt-ins and people that want a case. He actually got, I put it on a week ago, and he has over 20 opt-ins already just a week ago. Okay, that's 20 new potential customers that will make him anywhere between $10,000 and $100,000. It's good money, isn't it? It's because I did this for him. So he wrote me a testimony. It was actually a couple days ago. A couple days ago, he wrote me an email, and all it said was, wow, that form really works. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So I wrote him back and said, write me a testimonial. What did it do for your business? And so he wrote me this. Ever since you did the keyword research, then optimized my site and wrote my sales copy using your formula, my conversion rate has skyrocketed. I no longer have to purchase traffic from Yahoo anymore because I'm converting 3 out of every 10 people that visit my site. Before, I was lucky if 1 out of 1,000 would take action. You created a sales system that will make me millions over time. Now that I know what you're capable of, I will recommend you to anyone who I hear is struggling to get a website making money. Larry Pierce, BC Disability Law. So there's a little quick case study. I did it in 1 month. So does anybody in the room have a website now? A lot of people do. It's probably in Google already. If you use the process, do the market research properly, you're going to find amazing opportunities. If you learn exactly how to write the sales copy on your page, you're going to convert more. Okay, so I'm not telling you anything that's news. It'll happen really fast for you if you do it the right way. The object here is if you do not have good sales copy, you won't make any money, period. No matter how much marketing you do, how much traffic you drive to your website, if you're just trying to sell Google ads on your website, you're not making the money. You're not doing it the way a business does it. A business has a process of selling things to you, okay? And you need to learn what that is in order to make it happen. You can't just write up a bunch of copy and make it sound good and expect to make a lot of money on the internet, okay? So the value of these services, market research, the market research that I went over there, which I kind of went over vaguely, but the market research is worth over $20,000. Big corporations will pay $20,000 to find out what their market's biggest concern is, okay? And to know what the competition's doing and how much, what they need to do to outbeat their competition. Market research is one of the highest paid things out there. So you could, I mean, that's what happens. So the information I just taught you of how to go about using WordTracker, moving it over into a spreadsheet, clustering it, looking at the competitors, and then looking at a way to build up the clusters is exactly what you can do to find out the real market research is going to make real results. SEO, $3,000. Sales copy, $8,000. That's what the big guys are charging for sales copy. If you want one page of sales copy written, it's going to cost about $8,000. Total value of this is about $31,000. But how much is it worth to the guy who gets it? To Larry Pierce, it's worth over $1 million over 2 years. At least, okay? So $31,000 would be really worth it to him. It's not what I charge Larry, though. This is what I charge Larry Pierce, okay? Just so you guys have an idea, I did the work. I did the research. I did the copy. I put it all on the site, created the opt-in forms. There was 3 services I put together for him there. So that's what I charged him.